Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, once again, for the precious opportunity, Lord, to come on this radio broadcast, Father, and through these radio waves, Father, and through media outreach ministry, Father, to share with your people, your children, Lord, your prized possession, your sons, your daughters, your little kings, your little queens, Father, the kingdom ministry of God to our lives. And Father, I don't take that lightly. I count that an honor and a privilege. So, Father, as we come before you this day, Father, on this broadcast, Lord God, we would ask, Lord God, that you would draw us nearer, in fact, all the way into our consciousness. In fact, a consciousness is 24/7 consciousness. Then whethersoever we may be, whethersoever we may go, that you are always with us and that you're never, ever going to leave us and that you're never, ever going to forsake us. And Father, I ask that you write that on the tablets of our hearts so that we don't just know that in scripture and verse, Father, but that we know that in the reality of your word, the life that's in your word. That says that, Father God. So draw us even nearer, Lord. Holy Spirit, I humble myself under your mighty hand. For it is you that doeth the work in the earth today. Jesus said it was expedient for us that he would go away. Because when he would go away, he would send us back the same spirit that was upon him, that anointed him to preach the gospel to the poor, the recovering of sight to the blind, to heal a brokenhearted, to set at liberty those who are captive and bruised, and to proclaim to every man and every woman and every boy and every girl the acceptable year of the Lord. And I thank you, my Father, that your word is forever settled and is forever true. And he sent us back to Comforter. Hallelujah. And you are the one that's in earth today. You're the one that's leading, guiding us into the reality of what Jesus spoke concerning us and the kingdom of God. So we humble ourselves under your ministry, and we say, Holy Spirit, you can have your way, as always, in this broadcast. And we say, just as Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, for he has anointed us to preach the kingdom of God, the gospel, and to hear the gospel. So right now, Holy Spirit, have your way, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, it's an honor. Listen, sometimes I'll be lost for words when it comes down to seeing how much of an honor and how much of a privilege it is, you know, to allow God to use me. But I look into my life and I see the standard that God has set for us, and that standard is Jesus, to be just like him, a fixed, predictable image of Jesus. And I see, man, the standard that God has set for our lives, to be just like Jesus, and then I turn around and look at my life and where I am right now, and boy, all I can say, it ain't my brother, it ain't my sister, it's me, oh Lord, woe is me. I see how far below, boy, our rights and privileges, man, that, hallelujah, that I'm living. And boy, that's why I say, boy, it's an honor and a privilege that God will use me. Oh, Lord. Well, listen, if he can use me, he can use anybody. I kind of like Paul. I'm the least of them. I told you, as I look into my life and I look into the standard that God has set for me to be, then I'll be just like that old boy in the Old Testament and say, woe is me. You see, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And boy, when I saw that, boy, I saw, hey, listen, it ain't my brother, it ain't my sister, it ain't nobody, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. And boy, here's the good news about that, man. That in spite of all our shortcomings, and in spite of all our weaknesses and our inabilities, that he's so easily touched with us, that he will use us in spite of. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you are. I don't care if you're on the mountaintop or you're on the valley low. I don't care, man, if you, wherever you are, it don't matter whatever, wherever you are, what God's desire and God's will for your life, that it be in your life here on this earth, just like it is in his life in heaven. And you know where that started? It don't start so at first and foremost in physical manifestation. It starts first and foremost into spiritual impartation. In other words, boy, it comes to us in seed form. It's not so much as manifesting on the earth before it is first and foremost manifested in the earth. That's on the inside of us. That's on the inside of every last one of us. But that same spirit that was on the inside of Jesus Christ, that life, know what life that is? When God breathed into man, nostrils, the breath of life, and man became a living soul, boy, you know, and God released the Holy Spirit on the inside of man's spirit that was living in a physical body, well, that was the life of God. Not just the God kind of life, the life of God, the Zoe. Life in the absolute sense. Life the way God lives. And life the way God intended for us to live. And he intended for us to live just like he lived. That's why he created us in his image and in his likeness. And boy, everything, more than anything, that's what the Spirit of the Lord was upon Jesus for. That's what he anointed Jesus with. The ability, man, to go into all the world, man, and proclaim that message, man, to every man and every woman and every boy and every girl. It don't matter, man, where you are in your life. It don't matter, like I said, if you're on the mountaintop or the valley low. It don't matter if you feel like you, man, you fail. It don't matter. It don't matter if your heart's broken. It don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter if you're on the bed of your affliction. It don't matter, man, if you're just born or if you're on your way out of here. Well, God's purpose and God's destiny and God's plan for our life, it's going to prevail. Hey, boy, when he spoke, man, when he spoke, boy, I'm talking about things happen. That's the same Holy Ghost, boy, that's on the inside of every last one of us, that when God spoke, he took what God spoke, and he brought it into manifestation. That's the same thing. Like I said, you know, hey, God just speak to us. And his word come to us in seed form. But as we, man, as it become an importation, as it is imparted into our spirit, man, into our hearts, into our minds, first and foremost, what inside of us. That's where the kingdom of God start at. It starts on the inside of us, in our hearts. That's our mind. That's that new man in Christ Jesus, that new mind. And in our spirits. That's a part of us that created man just like God, in his image and his likeness. How it come out? It come in seed form. Just like what I'm saying, these are just words. These words are seeds. The words I'm speaking to you, they're just seeds, boy. And they know what, man? He won't, that's why I say it's an importation. It's the God planting seeds, man, into our hearts and into our lives. Now, some seeds, you need to be aware of this, too. Some seeds fall on stony ground. Some seeds fall on thorny ground. Some seeds fall by the wayside. And some seeds fall on good ground. The good ground is those who receive the word of God and nourish it and take care of it and cultivate it and knowing when something was, that in due season, you're going to reap if you don't faint, if you don't cave in, if you don't give up, if you don't quit. Reap what, Arthur? Everything that God said about you and I. Listen, that don't happen. That don't just happen to us like ripe cherries falling out the tree. There are some laws in the kingdom of God that we got to learn to function by. I'm talking about laws way before Moses' law. Thank God for Moses' laws, man, but that was in the old covenant. And listen, if God could have accomplished what he wanted to accomplish in the old covenant, then there never would have been a need for the new covenant. That's what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, 7, chapter 8, 9, and 10. So listen, man, you know, what are you going to do with the children of Israel? Say, behold, I'm going to establish you a new covenant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in that new covenant, man, the old covenant is going to be done away with. What do you mean done away with? That don't mean you don't have to live according to it. That means it's going to be fulfilled. Well, in us, it's already fulfilled. So what I do, man, I just start, man, planting that seed into my heart, watering that seed, cultivating that seed, man, nourishing that seed, and allowing that seed of the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of God's word down into our hearts and our spirit, man, and then we're going to take place in due season if you don't reap. I mean, if you don't faint, if you don't cave in, if you don't give up, if you don't quit. But be not deceived, God not mocked. Whatsoever a man sow, that shall he reap. Listen, if you sow to the flesh, to this natural man, and continue to live according to that man, then you shall, the natural man, of the flesh, reap corruption. But boy, if you sow those seeds of the kingdom of God into your life, and you sow to the spirit, you shall, of the spirit, reap life everlasting. That's how it happened in the kingdom. That's a law in the kingdom. Called a law of sowing and reaping. Listen, let me just mention this to you. This isn't another, you know, this isn't another broadcast, but just let me share this with you right quick, you know. Like I said, those laws that God gave Moses, man, you know, that was a schoolmaster to bring us back, man, to let us know the extent, man, to let us know something. Let me just cut to the chase. Let me say it plain and simple. Boy, the law of Moses was given to let us know, boy, you need a Savior. Because if you had to get to heaven, man, body observing at them laws, then, man, ain't none of us would get there. Well, we didn't already broke them. And guess what the penalty for the sin is? Death. But, guess what else? But, whenever you see two sensitive joined together, what's on the end of the butt nullifies what's up on the first part of the butt. What Romans chapter 6, verse 23 say? The penalty for sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Glory be to God. What are the penalty for sin is death? Over in Romans chapter 5 and verse 23, that's Romans chapter 3, verse 23, it says this, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But we all missed the mark. We all done failed. So if we're going to try to get that by the observance of the law, it's too late. You've already missed it. That's why I go ahead to keep preparing, man, to sacrifice every year for the children of Israel, man. Where the high priest would go, man, behind the veil and sprinkle boy the blood on the mercy seat, man, for the atonement or the forgiveness for the sins of the people for that whole year. Year after year after year after year after year. The Bible says so that for by that atonement, man, man would have to continue to do that every year, but boy, no. When he came and he died and he hung bread and died upon the cross. When he kind of hung bread and died upon the cross, boy, listen, it was once and for all. The penalty for sin was paid in full. The righteous demands of a just God was met. And boy, listen, here are all our sins, man. I'm talking about past, present, and future. Washed in the blood of the Lamb. For what purpose, Arthur? So that, boy, this sin consciousness that we have of the flesh, well, could be sprinkled with a righteous consciousness. But you and I will come to the knowledge, man, that we are the righteousness of God created in Christ Jesus. For 2 Corinthians chapter 5 says this, I'm just sowing seed. For he who knew no sin, talking about Jesus, God made him to be your sin. In other words, he took your sins. Hallelujah. And he took it upon himself. And he took his righteousness. And he placed it upon us. Yeah, this is another lesson, too. Let me just sow this seed out there. You know, boy, you know. Well, that's in another. Yeah, I might say it. Let me stay on course, you know, because I'll be like this. I don't, like I say, I study, but most of the time when I study and everything else, and I come to realize something, you know. See, this is a live broadcast, you know, and I just come on here, you know, nothing, you know, pre-recorded. Sometimes if you know not available, I can, you know, we might do a pre-recorded one. But it would be that same either that Friday or that Saturday. But we do live broadcasts. And sometimes, man, you know, I'll be trying to study something and read something and look at something, man, and everything, man. But when it comes time to come up on this radio, just like Jesus said, boy, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And most of the time, man, I never get to what I was... what I had been meditating on or studying. I say that to say this here, you know, when I was in Bible college, they taught me that. They say, listen, you got to get your subject matter. And you got to stick to that subject matter, you know. And you know, go to the principles of teaching and all those things like that, you know. But then, you know, I don't know. I guess I was different. Because my mindset was kingdom. And they told me, say, because if you go from one subject to the next subject, they call it chasing rabbits. And they say, if you do that, then, man, you know, you can confuse the people. And I asked God about that, you know, while I was in Bible study, in Bible college. And the Lord told me, this was the Spirit of the Lord spoke to my heart. Now, this ain't for anybody else. This just, I'm talking about me personally. What he spoke to my heart. He said, son, in the first place, let me ask you this here. How many curriculums do they have in this college here, man, that you're going to, you know, of the kingdom of God? And they didn't have any. They had a whole bunch of curriculum, great curriculum, good curriculum. He said, none. Now I said, Lord, none. He said, you... And then, you know, I did something after that. I started checking out other Bible colleges around the United States. And to my amazement, man, you know, I couldn't find none with no curriculums on, man, what they taught me in the Bible college. They taught me Old Testament 101 and Old Testament 102. And this is the first thing that they taught me when I learned about the old, about the Bible when I started off. They say the theme of the Bible was the restoration of the kingdom of God. That's the first thing I learned when I went to Bible college. That's what they taught me in Old Testament 101. The theme of the Old Testament was the restoration of God's kingdom. But I never had no, but none of the curriculum was about the kingdom of God. They taught me that the theme of the Bible was the restoration of his kingdom, but they didn't have no curriculum man teaching about the kingdom of God. They taught me, man, you know, how to, it was teaching them how to prepare a message and how to get ready for a message and how to study the Bible and the literature of the Bible and the canon of the Bible and everything, but they never gave us the message. And I couldn't find none. So I asked the Lord, you know, he said, that's the first thing he asked me. Then I said, okay, no. He said, listen, a sower went out to sow, and he just gathered his seed in the kingdom. And he said, this is how the kingdom is. He said, he just went out and he sowed seed, and he go home and go to bed. He knew it not how, but the earth bring forth of itself. First the blade, then the ear, then the corn, then the harvest time. What are you saying, Arthur? He said, hey, listen, son, y'all just got all you to scatter the seeds. This is not this theology. But we're not talking about theology. We're talking about, man, the gospel of the kingdom. We're talking about the treasure that's hid in this theology, that theology have yet to probably come to the knowledge of. So he told me this here. He said, hey, listen, He said, don't chase rabbits. He said, let me ask you this, you know, and this, it don't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. If you're walking down the street and a $10 bill across your path, blowing, the wind is blowing it, and it just crossed your path, he said, would you go after that $10 to get it? I said, yeah, I'll go after that $10. He said, okay, well, you're going after that $10 and you haven't caught up with it yet because the wind is blowing it, but you're going after there. He's saying, while you're going after there, if $1,000 be across your path, across your path, of you going after that 10, he say, what would you do? I said, I'll leave that 10 alone. I'll go after that 1,000. He say, what if $1,000,000 cross your path while you're going after that 1,000? Would you continue to go after that 1,000 or would you go after that million? Yeah. I said, I'll go after that million. He said, and then this is what he spoke to me as far as my ministry is concerned. He said, listen, ain't nothing wrong with chasing rabbits. Just make sure that the rabbit that you turn to chase got more meat on it than the one that you left. Now, if you're chasing man after a $10 bill and a $1 bill across your path, then I ain't going to leave the $10 bill to go after one. So what are you saying, Arthur, man? You know, like I started out the broadcast, I'm just sowing seeds. Not any kind of seed, but the seeds of the kingdom of God. And after that, man, I'm going home and go to bed, you know. I don't know how, but the earth brings forth of itself. Who is the earth? That's you. That's your spirit. That's the impartation that I'm talking about, that the imparting, the planting of God's seed into our hearts, into our minds, you know, into our spirits. The Bible says in this way, you know, he say one plant, another water, but God give the increase. That's why he say, I go home and go to bed. I don't know how, but the earth brings forth of itself. The earth is what caused the seed to grow. It just need a little sunlight and a little water. It just need a little, let me say it in a simple way, it just need a little clarity and understanding. It just need a little teaching on the preached word. The preached word is like, man, you know, planting a seed, but you also got to have a little light and sunshine and water. That's the teaching of the word. Why? So that you can be filled with just, not just knowledge, but understanding. Because if you got knowledge and no understanding of that knowledge, then that knowledge that you apply won't be effective in accomplishing what God's plan and purpose is for our life. And what God's plan and purpose is for our life, once again, you're going to always hear me say this. Boy, his kingdom has come. And since his kingdom has come, then his will is for it to be done in our lives here on earth, just as it is in heaven. Listen, not in the fullness of it yet, man. You know, till when it's all said and done. But, man, you don't want us to wait till all said and done, man, to start operating in there. You want to start operating in there now. Where does the kingdom of God begin at? It's not with observation. It's on the inside of us. That's where it begins at. How? Through the man planting of the indestructible, incorruptible, ever-living seed of his word. What word? Not just any word, man. In time past, he spoke to us through the law and the prophet. That's the old covenant. And this day and time, he's speaking to us himself. And what he's speaking to us himself, man, and what he was speaking to Adam and Eve in the garden in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. I know. What he was speaking to them in the garden, be just like me. Operate just like me. Talk just like me. Think just like me. Walk just like me. Live just like me. Right? Because you are just like me. Created in my image and my likeness. And watch this. And not only that, but have authority, have kingship, have dominion, have power, have control, have influence over what, man? People know over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, everything that creepeth upon the earth, over all the earth. The earth is your territory. The heaven belonged to God, the earth he gave to me. Stand in love. For what purpose, Arthur? For us, man, to live and die, man, and pay bills? No, man, for us to... allow, boy, God to do what he want to do on the inside of us. How, Arthur? By that Holy Spirit that we're talking about. Who will take the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of God's word, boy, and bring it into reality in our lives. Hello. What? That God is who he say he is. And that we are who God say we are. And that we have what God say we have. And that we can do, glory to God, everything that he said we could do. Until, boy, when that's planted on the inside of our heart and our spirit, and we going after that, not trying to be a goody-goody two-shoe, not trying to come out of sin so that you could become more righteous, but become more righteous so that, boy, listen, your sin will automatically fall off you. The Bible say, boy, listen, awake to righteousness and sin not. What is saying there? Boy, the more righteous consciousness you become, what you mean righteous consciousness? You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Not trying to get right through the observance of the laws or by the means of the laws, but by faith in Christ Jesus. Isn't it a lot more easy to try and do it that way? What you mean do it what way? Becoming the righteousness of God. Becoming who you already are. Becoming who you already are. Not trying to get there, man, through the observance of the law. I told you it's fulfilled. Jesus said, I ain't come to do away with it, man. I come to establish that in your heart first and foremost. And then as you manifest it in your heart and it starts to grow in your heart, then it's going to manifest, boy, on this earth. But it got to first, before it can manifest on the earth, for his will can be done on earth as it is in heaven, it got to first be done in earth. What you mean in earth? Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And your Holy Ghost live on the inside of your spirit that's created in the image and likeness of God, and you have a mind, a will, an emotion, an attitude. That's your soul. Hallelujah. What's your assignment, man? You know, hey, make it in your territory just like it is in God's territory. How I'm going to do that, Arthur? You can't do that in yourself. That's why our boy in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, man, Adam wouldn't separated from God, boy, they was hooked up, man. They was, God was in them, and they was in God. And, boy, I'm talking about you were walking and talking with them in the cool of the day. He was in the presence of the Most High God. No sin consciousness, man, none of that. In right standings with God. Walking and talking with God, like I say, in the cool of the day. On his way to becoming, man, everything that God said, he was. And he is. That he could do. Showed him his destination first. Showed him the end first. What's the end? You just like me. You my little offspring. That's what the word son means, to spring off from. You come from me. You a masterpiece because you are a piece of the master. You holy because you come from a holy God. Not trying to get holy. You already are holy. The Bible didn't say try to be holy. The Bible say be holy. Why? Because the Lord your God is holy. Let me say it plain and simple. Instead of trying to be a good Christian man, start trying to be like God. How am I going to be like God, boy? Look at Jesus. Look at the life of Jesus. Look at the thing Jesus did. He say, boy, you seen. They say, show us the Father. He say, man, listen, if you seen me, you seen the Father. I'm the life. You want to know what kind of life you're supposed to live? Check my life. Check me out. I'm showing you you. The thing that you want to know what you can do? See all the things that you see me doing? Yeah, I'm showing you what you can do. I ain't doing this here because I'm Jesus, you know, and I'm way, way up above you, and it's just for Jesus. And all. No, I'm showing you who you are. He said, as the Father sent me, hey, the same thing, I'm going to send you. What he did, he just came planting seeds, boy, the kingdom of God in the hearts and lives of people. And he said, as the Father sent me, I'm going to send you. So I'm just a voice crying out in the wilderness, man. You know, just like old John the Baptist, man. And boy, listen, yeah, just a little bit different though in the John the Baptist. Boy, what you saying, man? I'm talking about, boy, it's time for us to come off out of this wilderness experience. Thank God we saved. Thank God we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and we got Christ in our heart and we were to die right now and our spirit lead his body. We got our eternal destination set for us. But boy, that's a purpose for why God saved us. He saved us for us to go to heaven. He saved us, man, for us, man, to get back on course toward the destination that he has. And he intended it, and he planned it, and he purposed for our lives. And what would that argue? So that boy lives through his family of sons. How? Through his family of sons, he might accomplish, boy, his purpose, his goal. What was his goal? To extend, man, you know, his governing influence of heaven to earth. To another territory that he created for his offspring, his sons. And from that place, boy, he came and formed a body from that place. For what purpose? So that his offspring could live in, so they could have connection to this physical earth, so that they could live inside of a physical earth. For what purpose? So that they could dominate this physical earth. So they might have dominion over this physical earth and everything that comes from this physical earth. The fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, over every creeping thing, all the plants, over all the earth. And Lord. Isn't that what God said in Genesis chapter 1 and 2? He showed us the end in the beginning. When God said that, baby, that's a done deal. You know what that's called? When God said that in Genesis chapter 1, verse 23? 26, let's make man in our image and our likeness and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and the cattle and everything creeping over in the earth. And the Bible says, and God, so God created man in his image. And in his image created he them. Male and female created he them. And then saying God blessed them. In other words, God empowered them. God put on the inside of them all the potential that they need, man, to fulfill what God said. That's when he breathed into them the breath of life or the Holy Spirit. That's the potential. That's everything that you ever need. He placed on the inside of us that life. Glory to God. What you doing, Arthur? I'm just telling you, boy, the greatest story that's ever been told. And, boy, Jesus said, just hear my sheep, hear my voice. And when they hear my voice, man, listen, they're going to come on across the Jordan River. They didn't came across the Red Sea. They saved. They ain't in Egypt no more. They in this world, but they ain't of this world. They saved, man, but they just wandering around in the wilderness, just like the children of Israel did for 40 years, wandering around in the wilderness. When all the time, right there across the Jordan River was the land flowing with milk and honey, was the promised land. Where all those exceeding great and precious promises that God has promised us, boy, that through those promises, the Bible say in the book of Peter that we partake of his divine nature and escape the corruption that's in this world, boy, we had to come across the Jordan River on over into the promised land. Oh, yes, there's going to be some giants in the land. There's going to be some issues. There's going to be some demons and devil men trying to stop you from getting there, man. I told you, some seed fall on the wayside. Some seed fall on thorny ground. Some seed fall on stony ground. Oh, ladies, man, that's trying to hinder you, man. You got an enemy, boy. The last thing he wants you to do, especially the church, he just wants you to continue, man, wandering around in the wilderness, man, and dying in the wilderness. As long as you don't go over and get your inheritance. What's your inheritance? The promised land. What the promised land you talking about? All of the kingdom of heaven. Come, you who are blessed of your Father, the Bible says in the book of Matthew, and get your inheritance. What? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for us when? Before the foundation of the world. Glory be to God. Come get what's yours, word boy. Come get not no religion. Not just having church and, man, putting on good church and doing all those good things. But we got to keep on keeping on, man. We got to keep on moving on, man. The Bible says we got to keep on keeping on until we reach the fullness of a stature of Christ, until we become that fixed, predictable image of Christ Jesus, until we be just like him, who is the express image of the Father. Hallelujah. I don't mean that we don't have good church and we don't have good preachers and all that, man. But I'm saying, man, let's not just stop there. Let's not just stop at the stirring up of our emotions, but let's move on over into, man, the abundant life that Jesus Christ came that we might have. Not just life, not just everlasting life, not just being saved and everything, but he said the abundant life. See, life is salvation, but they're wandering around in the wilderness, man, 40 years, and a lot of them died in the wilderness. They were saved. Hallelujah. But they died in the wilderness. But boy, that was a people that God raised up, boy. Hallelujah. Under the leadership of Joshua. You say, hey, listen. Hey, Joshua, what? My servant Moses? Yeah. He did. But I call you, Joshua, to take these, my people. I ain't call you, Joshua, to make you way up here. No, what my concern is, my people. But I call you, Joshua, what? To take my people across this Jordan River over into their inheritance. That's what God told me a long time ago. I didn't know what you were talking about when he first told me that. From a little bit of boy. And then when I got a little bit older, he said, that's what he told me again. He said, you my little Joshua. I know it got many, you know, characters in the Bible with the name of Joshua. And I didn't really know, man. But through time and everything else, I kind of realized, man, what he really meant, especially in this day and time. That's why I told God, I said, Lord, listen, you know. Because, man, back then, even when they went into the Jordan, well, that's another story. I'm gonna go there. But listen, when God sent them 12 spies over into the promised land to check it out when they first came to the promised land, about 40 days or however long it was after they left Egypt, man, and got to the Jordan River, man, these two of them 12 spies came back, man, with this report. Yes, it got some giants in the land, but we'd be more than able to go in and possess the land. The mother 10 came back and said, oh, Lord, y'all, the land sure is filled with milk and honey. God sure is a healing God, and God sure is a saving God, and God sure will bless us. But, remember what I told you about that word, but? What's on the end of the but, man, nullified, was on the first side of the but. They all came back with the same report, really. It just was worded different. 10 of the spies came back and said, yes, man, the land is flowing with milk and honey, man. I'm talking about, we could really prosper in that land and everything else, boy, if we didn't have no problem. You say, but it got giants in the land, and we be like grasshoppers in their sight. Jonathan Cater came back, man, with the same report, but they had it worded different. They say, hey, listen, y'all, they got some giants in that land, and we going to face some problems in that land, and some of them problems in that land, man, is way bigger than us in the natural. But boy, listen, man, I'm talking about a God who bought us out and delivered us from the bondage of Pharaoh himself and destroyed Pharaoh and his army. Opened up the Red Sea, man, parted it, man, and we came across on dry land, man. The one who did all the mighty works and everything else, man, the one who led us out Egypt with all the spoil of Egypt and everything else. That same one man that when he told us, man, to take the blood of the lamb and sprinkle it on the doorpost of our house and on the linen of our house, and the death angel was going to pass through us, pass over us, and he told us to take the lamb and eat it, and when we ate it, hey, all the sugar diabetes and heart trouble and cancer and everything else that was in our bodies, lame legs, everything. The Bible say, boy, when he came out of Egypt, he wasn't a feeble-minded one among them, glory to God. And he came out with all the gold and silver of Egypt, too. He said, you worrying about these little giants in the land, man? God done brought us through all of that. God done saved us. And he's given us Jesus Christ. How shall he not with him also freely give us everything that we have need of to accomplish our God-given purpose and destiny? What's the matter, Arthur, man? You got to be, faith come by hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. Boy, you better preach the kingdom of God, boy, we'd be far along further than where we are now. We've been preaching the gospel of Jesus instead of the gospel that Jesus preached. But I come on this radio broadcast, boy, to preach to you not only the gospel of Jesus, but the gospel that Jesus preached. Hallelujah. What did he preach, boy? Like what I'm telling you, boy, you a mighty man. You a mighty woman of the Most High God. Boy, you got greatness on the inside of you. You got the character, nature, and the image and likeness of the Most High God on the inside of you. You got the ability to function just like God functions on the inside of you. To talk, to act, to be just like God. And some people say, well, man, you know, I ain't getting, man, listen. I ain't Jesus. I ain't God. Well, you created in his image and likeness. You just like it. You're a little G-God, but you're dying like mere men and mere women. That's what the Bible says in the book of in Psalms chapter 8. Say, didn't I call you gods? And didn't I say that you are the children of the Most High God? But yet you're living and dying like mere men and mere women? But all the time, we're little G-Gods, little offsprings of God, little mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. That boy, God has equipped us and blessed us with everything that we have need of to be that people that he's looking for in this day and time, searching this earth, going forth to and fro, looking for men and women that he can show himself strong on their behalf. Building up ministries, starting ministries, man. I'm talking about, boy, what an assignment, man. It's what, man, not just apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers, but ambassadors of the kingdom of God, ambassadors of Christ, representative, man, not of a denomination, not of a religion, not of Christianity, man, but representative of the kingdom of God, ambassadors of Christ. Let me tell you something, love. One day there ain't going to never be no more prophet. One day all that's going to be done away with. Evangelists, pastors, teachers, prophets, all those things, bishops, popes, all that, one of them day, all them titles, they're going to be done away with. But an ambassador, you will always be there, baby. What's that? That's a representative, man, of a government. What government, boy? The government of heaven, the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And that's what God is raising up, boy, in our generation. And how you build the kingdom and how you establish the kingdom and how you advance the kingdom. Listen, if you're going to build a straw house, you got to use straw. If you're going to build a match house, you got to use match. If you're going to build a stucco house, you got to use that. If you're going to build a wood house, you got to use wood. If you're going to build a kingdom of God, you got to use kingdom material. You got to preach the gospel of the kingdom. You got to use, listen, whatever house you're going to build, that's the kind of material that you got to use to build it with. If you're going to build a brick house, you got to use brick. If you're going to build a kingdom, you got to use kingdom material. That's why Jesus didn't tell them to go and preach anything. He know that if he would have just gave them specific instruction, he'd have did just like what, man, the church is doing now, man. They're going preaching. Not no bad message, not no evil message. Jesus gave them specific instruction. Remember when he gave them disciples power, man, he sent them out two by two, and he told them, man, go to the lost sheep of Israel. And he gave him specific instruction. He didn't just tell him, go. He said, go preach the kingdom of God and cast out devils and heal the sick. And when they followed those instructions, they didn't go preach Jesus. They didn't go tell the people, man, how Jesus did and all the miracles and the work that he did, man, and how he had opened blind Bartimaeus' eyes back there and how he had did all them things. They didn't go preach Jesus. They went and preached the kingdom of God. Let me say it in a different way. They didn't go preach, man, what Jesus did. They went and did what Jesus did. Hallelujah. How were they able to go and do what Jesus did? Because they didn't go preach Jesus. They went and preached what Jesus preached. Well, the kingdom of God is available to us now. Ain't no sickness in the kingdom of God. So what they did to heal the sick. Ain't no devil in the kingdom of God. So what they did to cast out devils. What they preached to them, the good news about the kingdom. What's the good news about the kingdom? That's available to us right now. Glory to God. How are they going to get that on the inside of all the boy? I'm talking about faith come by hearing and hearing, by sowing and planting and watering and cultivating. That's a law in the kingdom. I was going to say this earlier, you know, and we went a different way, man. But boy, let me tell you something about that. The original law in the kingdom is a law of life. Glory to God. What's that law, man? Listen, what God said in Genesis chapter 1 and 26, when he's saying God blessed them and told them to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. Well, but there you say, hey, listen, man, I want to make earth a colony. This is what God's saying. I want earth to be a colony of heaven. I want the same culture of heaven to be on earth. I want the original culture to be upon this earth. Not the black culture, not the African culture, not all this culture, not the men. I want the culture of heaven to be on the earth. That culture. Learn of that culture. Learn of that history. Know about that. Seek ye first, man, that. What? The culture of heaven. The life of heaven. And they say this here, and make that your priority. What you mean? Make that your number one. Kawaka, that's God's number one priority. Is to establish, boy, the governing and influence of heaven on his earth. To make earth a colony of heaven. So the same thing that's going on in heaven may be going on in this earth. How are you going to get that done? Through his family of sons. Through us. How are you going to get that done through his family of sons? Us? By the power of his Holy Spirit. That's what he started off with in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. Listen, how are you going to get it done? By the power of his Holy Spirit. What happened in Genesis chapter 3, boy? You know your story in there. The devil coming there and then to do what? To rob that word out of their life. First thing he said, what God said. That's what he asked Eve. What God said? Did God say that? What did God say about them trees? And what did he come? He come, man, to rob the word of God out your life. He come to rob. He doesn't listen. Not just any word. He come to rob the word of the kingdom out your life. It don't matter you being saved, or you know he can't start that. He don't ever want you to come in over and cross the Jordan River into the kingdom. Right, because once you come over in there, man, listen, his power and authority over your life is broken. In other words, boy, instead of him riding you all the time, man, you be riding him. I don't mean that you ain't going to have no problem. Like I said, they got giants in the land. But, baby, let me tell you something about them giants that's in the land, man. They be like grasshoppers in the sight of my God. I might be like grasshoppers in their sight, but in the sight of God, they like grasshoppers. We'd be more than able to go in and possess the land. I don't care, man, what no circumstance, what no situation, what no giant, mate, what no problem, what none of that might come up with, man. Who can stand against the Lord our God? Who? No, not one. Well, we'd be more than able to go in and possess the land. We'd be more than able to go across our Jordan rivers, man, and start living, man, the life that God intended for us to live. Kingdom life. Not Christian life. I'm going to say it again. Not Christianity, but kingdom life. He said it in his word, you are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. You are a peculiar people. He's saying your citizenship is in heaven. You originated in heaven. You came from heaven. How you make another territory a colony of another territory, or the territory they came from? The first thing they do is go take over the territory. And then when they take over the territory, they send men a governor, what they call it in the Old Testament. That's just like, man, I'll close with this. That's just like in the Old Testament, man. That's why Jesus Christ came during the Roman Empire. Because out of all the other empires that ruled the world, it wasn't nothing like the Roman Empire, boy. They were similar to, boy, the kingdom of God. Right? When Rome took over the known territory, baby, they didn't uproot the people and bring them back, man, to Rome. No, they left the people there. And what they did, man, was send a governor. That's who Pilate was, a governor. A governor of what? Of Rome. Took Galilee over there, took that territory over there. For what purpose, boy? So that he could establish, man, Roman law, Roman government, Roman rule, Roman dictate in that territory. Hallelujah. That's who they were sending, the governor. That was who Pilate was. And not only were they sending the governor, but they were sending citizens, man, from the territory, from Rome, too. And the soldiers, and other people, man, from there, too. What were they purpose? To establish, man, in that territory, what was going on in Rome. And Caesar never left Rome. How he got that done through? Through Pilate, through the governor. It's the same thing, boy, with God, man. What God sent, man, he come in and created the earth, and then he created the earth, then he sent the governor. Who is the governor, man? That's the Holy Ghost. Then he sent citizens, man, from the territory. Who are the citizens? That's us. That's his offspring that came from him, that were created in heaven. That God sent to this territory, boy, that he made and created for us, man, so that through the power of the Holy Ghost, the governor of heaven, through the offspring of Almighty God, may establish kingdom rule, heaven's government, heaven's authority, heaven's influence, heaven's culture, boy, on his earth. For what point, doctor? So that it might be on his earth just like it is in heaven. Listen, we've been preoccupied with the means. What's the mean? We've been preoccupied with having church and how well our church service was and how well, you know, the people's emotion was stirred up and everything else at the expense of, man, finding out who the church really is and not just having good church. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I ain't opposed to that. But after having had good church, before having had good church so that we be built up, man, for what purpose, man? For the work of the ministry. What's the work of the ministry? To go into all the world and let the world know that God was in Christ Jesus, reconciling the world back to himself. What's that mean? Winning souls to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. What you doing in there? You ain't just having good church. Now you be in the church. Establishing, man, not Christianity in the earth, man, you know, but establishing, man, the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God on the earth. And listen, guess what he said about that? He said, if you grab a hold of that, and if you go out to that and everything else, he said, listen, you go and go into all the world and make disciples of all men, just like I made you my disciples and taught you the thing that the Father taught me, then you go and do the same thing. As the Father sends me, I'm going to send you. You go on that radio broadcast, Lord, and let the people know, man, my Lord, that all of the kingdom of heaven, man, is available to them. And not only that, man, but cast out devils and heal the sick. Boy, I'm just coming into that last part of it, man. He didn't just say go preach the kingdom of heaven. I had that all on the inside of me, boy. But as I continue to read a little bit further on, boy, listen, he said something else. Not just with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration and power. How? Cast out devils and heal the sick. Hallelujah. So, boy, as I end this broadcast, man, every spirit, man, that would try to hinder you, man, from coming on across your Jordan River into your inheritance, the kingdom of God, I cast out that spirit. I cast out every spirit of ignorance, of darkness, man, that would try to stop you from coming to the knowledge of the gospel of the kingdom of God to your life and to your family. I bind up every enemy, man, that would try to rob that incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of God's word from your life. I take authority over him, and I command him to lose his hold not only on you, but on your family, upon your children and your children's children, on down to 1,000 generations, if Jesus was to tarry that long. I decree and declare, baby, that, boy, this gospel of the kingdom, man, will be preached in all the world, man, as a testimony to every nation. Hallelujah. Then the end gonna come. Glory to God. Therefore, boy, every spirit again that's trying to hinder you and stop you, I take authority over it, and I bind it up in the name of Jesus, and I loose the spirit of wisdom and knowledge and revelation in the knowledge of God on the inside of you, that you be filled with the knowledge of God's will for your life, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding, so that you might know what is the hope of his calling and the exceeding greatness of the riches that's available to us through his resurrection in the mighty name of Jesus, and that no weapon formed against you will ever be able to prosper, hallelujah, that you will succeed in everything that God has called you to, that your ministries flourish, that your lives flourish, man, that everything, glory to God, that the enemy has tried to stop you in and come against you and hinder you from bringing into reality and manifesting in your life, boy, his power is broken over your life. For I decree and declare unto you, just as Jesus decreed and declared unto me, I give you power over all the powers of your enemies, and nothing shall by any means harm you from this day forward, hallelujah. For you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And the truth is this, said the Lord, and I speak it into your life, that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. Therefore, I decree and declare, and I come against the spirit of infirmity. I come against the spirit of cancer. I come against sugar diabetes, high blood pressure. I come against every sickness, every disease, every germ, every virus, every malfunction. And I decree and declare that every last one of them that touch our bodies dies instantly, for we are redeemed from the curse of the law. In the mighty name of Jesus, I call our bodies healed from the crown of our heads all the way to the soles of our feet, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And by faith, glory to God. What did Jesus say? Go preach the gospel of the kingdom, cast out devils, and heal the sick. And the Bible says this, he sent his word, and his word healed us. Another place it said this, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, and forget not his benefits. What benefits? Who forgives all our iniquities, who heals all our diseases, who redeems our life from destruction, who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. Hey, listen, I plant that seed into your life, and I decree and declare that it shall grow up into your life, into your children's life, and your children's children's life, on down to 1,000 generations, and this kingdom ministry of God is established in your heart, in your mind, and in your soul. From this day forward, I decree and declare that your life will never be the same, that you are kingdom-minded, kingdom-oriented, kingdom-everything, hallelujah, as you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything that you have need of that pertains to life and godliness will be added to you on a daily basis. For my God shall supply all of our needs, and he shall give us on a daily basis our daily bread. I decree and declare that all is well. Listen, if we can be a further help to you and helping you, boy, grow in the kingdom of God and all the blessing that God has for you, please contact us. Our contact number and ministry number is Kingdom Life World Outreach Ministries. Our phone number is 713-870-3776. Listen, again, that number is area code 713-870-3776. Hey, listen, we would love to hear from you and to know if we're a blessing to your life. Hey, listen, once again, we speak all of the blessing of God upon your life. I say this, and God blessed them and said, be fruitful, multiply, subdue, and replenish the earth. And lo, said the Lord, I am with you always. Hey, listen, my family and I, we love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you. Talk to you again next week. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LeBay. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life.